I'm Cicely Small. I'm the leader of the Summersdale Afternoon Club. It exists for friendship. And most of these people who come live alone. They quite often come when they've been recently bereaved and feeling very alone. It's proved itself because friendships are formed within the club. And I hear people say, can I give you a lift to the shops? Would you like to come for coffee on the morning? Things like that.
Without the club, what sort of lives could people be leading, or are some other people
leading?
Well,
very solitary, some of them. Because even if people have families, they're spread, they're scattered, aren't they? It gives one a sense of belonging. We had a gentleman who was profoundly deaf, difficult to communicate with him, but he said when he was fairly new, he said, I was lonely, I'd lost my wife, until I came to the club, and then I felt I'd been drawn into the fold. I thought, that was a good thing to say, wasn't it?
And do you think loneliness, isolation can actually lead to health problems?
Most definitely it does, yes. One lady said to me last week, I didn't feel very well, but I thought it was a good thing to come to the club. I knew I'd feel better. Being with people and the stimulation of playing a game of Scrabble or whist, you can't separate the mind and the body, can you?
I'm Brenda. I'm age 76. I've been with this club, Summersdale Club, for 6 years after meeting my friend Margaret in Chichester Hospital, where we had various operations, and I've been coming regularly ever since. You meet new people. It's something to look forward to every week, which is so important for a lot of people. I'm a fairly gregarious person. I would find something to do somewhere, but so many of them aren't weekly, which I think is so important.
You make friends, and we go out on trips sometimes.
It's been a godsend to me, really, because I lost my partner 3 years ago. I do find life can be very lonely. Everybody here is so supportive. I don't know what I'd do without them, all of them here, really.
And to be sitting at home on your own, maybe watching television or something like that, what effect can that have on a person, do you think?
It can be very depressing.
I'm Hannah Lyons, and I go to Bishop Leffers School.
My name's Chris Ashton, and I'm a volunteer here at the club. I've been here for about... I think it's coming up to my 4th year now.
I wanted to get more involved in the community, and I thought this would be a great opportunity.
I took fairly early retirement, came along here as a volunteer, and now I help bring people in the car, make the tea, help with the outings, and of course, play Scrabble.
My grandparents live up in Scotland, so I don't really get to talk to them that much. So I think through being here, I'm learning much more about the different impacts, such as travelling, for the older generation.
It's here every week, so they always know there'll be somebody here. And when they get here, there's always a great welcome for them. They make friends or they like to come back. A good number of the people here, probably, other than this, may not see anybody else very much in the week, particularly in the winter.
How is your whist and your Scrabble coming on?
It's improving, but it's still nowhere near as good as anyone else here.